Comedy America Tonight, the name of the show, from the west to the right to the left to all those places in between and all the ideologies. We mix it up. Remember, you can always be a part of the show, and boy, are we going to talk about what happened in Washington last week and what to look forward to, if anything, this week. But before we get to that, I want you to listen to something. This is an emergency landing. Now, this is radio, but and so there was some video to go along with this, but I think you'll understand what it sounded like. This was what a passenger was able to capture at this emergency landing at JFK, and I just want you to hear it first. The flight attendant who kept yelling that heads down, stay down, the passengers were covering themselves, was pretty tense. And what happened at JFK is the landing gear had malfunctioned. You know, you hear about that kind of thing. And sparks were flying when one of the plane's wings dragged along the tarmac. The good news is nobody was hurt. It was on Saturday night. It was a Delta connection flight that made that emergency landing on its way to White Plains, New York, from Atlanta. So the good news is everybody was fine. The video was captured. That's why you can hear that so clearly. The flight attendant by somebody that, as I mentioned, that was a passenger there. And it's been played, I think, on a bunch of websites. I'm sure you could probably find it on YouTube. There were a couple of crazy things like that that happened. There was another one, sadly, where 20 people were injured after a plane skidded off a runway in Sicily. And yet another disturbance in the sky in Seattle. So who better to have at the top of this show than my pal Denny Kelly? He's an airline investigator and a former pilot. Hey, Denny, how are you?
How are you, Kate?
Boy, listening to that flight attendant, I was thinking I was on a flight from Tampa earlier in the day to DFW. We had a little turbulence, but nothing like that, of course. And you do have to give the pilots credit, I think, for the way they landed at you. And you hear about the malfunctioning of landing gear, but what that can mean a number of things, can it? You're a former pilot. It can mean all kinds of different things are going on. How do they know, I guess, if it doesn't come down or if buttons don't go off or what is it they're looking for?
The landing gear itself, if it doesn't lock down adequately, there are lights in the cockpit. And when you, every time you put down the landing gear, you should get three green lights. And when you put the landing gear up, the lights should go out. So if you put the gear down and you don't get the green lights, or the other way around, then you may have a malfunction. Now some of these airplanes have got a black line that's painted on two sides of the landing gear, and you can look through, actually pull the rug up in the cabin and look through this little hole. It has a glass window on it, and you look through this glass window and see if those black lines are lined up, and if they are, then the gears lock even though the lights don't come on. Otherwise, if you don't have alignment on the black lines, or the lights aren't on, then your gear may not be down and locked, and you have to land and make preparation in the cabin to land with a landing gear that might collapse.
Yeah, and that's one of those things when you're a pilot that you train for, right? The possibilities.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, landing gear is one of the big ones, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's, that's one of the things that you do. You practice. Now, there are procedures. If, for instance, if the gear doesn't come down, there are procedures, emergency procedures, to try to get the landing gear down. But in the end, it may not come down. Now, there are some airplanes that if you have a, it's hard to explain in just a few words, but the landing gear, when they come out, they're supposed to be in a certain position, and they have little they have cylinders on the landing gear itself that position the gear in that way so that when it touches down and the gear is in the proper position, if they fail, it can lock into the wheel well, and the gear won't come out. So you don't have any gear at all. You're completely locked up.
Yeah, no kidding. Like a belly flop landing, I guess is what you would call it, right?
A belly landing, although now, I mean, most people, and I would agree, that if you can get any of the landing gear out, you have three, you have a nose and two main gear, or you may have, in some cases, you have three main gear or more. But if you have one or two that don't come out, you take whatever you can get. If you can get one of the main gear to come out, that gear can take the impact, the initial impact of the airplane landing on the runway. And so it makes it easier. And really, if the gear doesn't, and none of the gear comes down, you have to land gear up. It's really, you can make a smoother landing because you have what they call ground effect. With no gear, you have a lot more ground effect. You have the air trapped between the airplane and the runway. So it can be a real smooth landing. And if it's done properly, the only thing you usually do is just grind off a little metal off the flaps and that kind of thing. But yeah, it's not something that you want to do unless you just had to.
Yeah, no kidding. We're seeing more incidents of these passengers that get out of hand, and that just happened. There was a story out of Seattle about a passenger on a Delta plane that was going to Amsterdam, and the pilots had to return the plane to SeaTac right after they took off.
Yeah, there was one coming out of South America to Chicago, I believe, and they landed in Miami because they had a problem with a passenger.
Yeah, you think, and you know, now it's, like I said, now it seems to be we're seeing this bubble up even more. Back when you were flying, it may have happened, but I don't know that you always turned around. Is this just like an extra safety precautionary thing, like, okay, we're not taking any chances, we're landing if we got a nut on the plane?
Yeah, I would say that's probably the case, although during my career, I had two incidents where I had passengers where there was a problem, and both times I landed short and had the FBI and the local police meet the airplane because you never knew really and truly what a person was going to do. But I think today more people are aware of the problems, of the security problems with the terrorist angle, and I think the passengers, if nothing else, get more upset about somebody that is flying off the handle, if you will. And so for no other reason to keep the passengers happy, you would turn around and go back and throw that person off the airplane. The problem is, with a lot of that, is that they get these people and they throw them off the airplane and the police arrest them. They don't do anything to them. They talk to them for 4 or 5 hours and turn them loose. In both instances that I had, we had the FBI meet the flight. They arrested the person, and within 4 hours, they were released, and there were never charges pressed against them.
So that doesn't discourage it at all. Denny, thanks so much. We appreciate your insights here on America Tonight. You have a good one.
Okay, you too, Kate. Thank you.
And there was also 20 people who were slightly injured Friday when an Airbus in Palermo, Sicily, what happened is it swerved off the runway when it was landing in some pretty bad weather. There was like 140-some passengers who had to get off the plane. They just went down the chutes. Luckily, the airport was closed, but everybody was fine. Hang with us. Haunted House is next.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Halloween, I think the biggest haunted house is probably the Capitol, because really what's eking out of the Capitol these days, this is crazy what we're seeing politically. There's always the backstabbing, the negative swings back and forth, but now people are just trying to, I think, dodge bullets. It's all about, I got to get elected, and how many weeks do we have until November 2nd? So I'm going to try to push as much drama and responsibility away from me as possible. And the tax cut debate is the thorniest of all of them, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, because it depends on the person's constituents. And what they want. It's trying to please the multitudes that might possibly vote for you. I noticed that with Dick Durbin, who was on one of the Sunday shows. I call it the Sunday Swirl. And we know this. How many times have we discussed this on ATN? Yeah, the Bush tax credits expire. They go across the board, right? And they're done as of December. So now, are there 60 senators who are going to back an extension just for those people making under $250,000? Well, this is what I mean by sidestepping, skirting the issue, whatever it is. Because here's what Durbin, I think, hinted at in the interview that he did with Candy Crowley, that this was the one thing that the Democrats had left. This was it for getting the votes they needed. To get the votes we need, this is the one thing that we have. Because if the deadline isn't met, so in other words, the Bush tax cuts expire. If that deadline isn't met when the thing ticks off, tax rates go up for everybody. I mean, everybody. That happens, and there's like a mutiny, and it'll be right squarely aimed at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So there are some people, when I say haunted, there are some people who are spooked on the Hill. There's no question about that. Because the Democratic Party right now, they don't have the 60 people they need, the 60 members, to end the filibuster on extending the tax cuts for just that number, that magic number of 250,000. But the worst thing would be is if nothing happens and everybody across the board gets kicked in the teeth with an increase, then what the Democrats were trying to accomplish by saying, okay, the middle class is not going to get screwed in this one, forget it, we're going to make people who pay this amount of, who have, make this amount of money, they're going to have to pay more, but we're going to do what we can to help you that make under 250. I mean, talk about crazy mismanagement. And, you know, that's what it is. I mean, it's just ridiculous, the log jam, the nonsense, the shenanigans. I'm out of adjectives. I'm out of stuff to just spew about the idiots that are running the country. Do I think every single one is an idiot? No. Do I think the majority of the people that are making the laws, that are supposedly reviewing the laws, that are supposedly looking at these bills before they vote on them, that are also taking into consideration what the American people want? I mean, I'll say this again and again and again. You just can never lose this fact. It's easy to lose it, I think. You cannot lose the fact that it's we the people. And we elect the people who represent us. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your demographic is or what your economic situation is. That's why you cannot say my vote doesn't matter. If more people voted, things could be different. And we know this because whether you think the Tea Party is off its rocker or completely right, or at least a grassroots effort to show that people aren't satisfied with the current situation and they're making some noise. I mean, I'll say this again. You have people that won primaries that knocked down incumbents who had years of political experience. So it does show, whether it's a primary or a general election, if you go out and vote, you can make a difference, especially when it comes to the election, a non-presidential year. Because with the presidential elections, it's a little bit different. Because you look at the Electoral College, I think things are, to me, if you want to call it the fix, things are a little more jimmy-rigged, if you will, versus where you can make a play and make a difference on the local level. And you can, because if you're out there, your neighbor's out there, the neighbor next to him is out there, and his wife and their daughter, you know how this goes. And enough people do that, and then you'll see a big change in Washington, because ultimately, it's playing for the next round. That's what politicians want to do when you think about it. You could take anyone who's been there for a very long time, like Harry Reid. Harry Reid has been in Washington for 28 years. That's a long time. Anybody out there listening to me have 28 years of job security? How about all of you guys and women that work at the plant in Georgetown, Kentucky? I doubt it. I don't think I know anyone in my life. Of course, there's the age factor, but I don't think I know anyone in my life that's had a job more than 15 years. I know one person who's got a great job, loves a job, has been in it right out of college, 15 years. But that's it. And I'm not just talking broadcasters or journalists or whatever. I'm spanning in my mind the other people I know that are engineers, that do nurses, that do other things. And the job security factor for so many of these politicians has been big time. It's just a layup, elected again and again and again and again. And if more change happened, then I think, and if there were definitely term limits, I think that you would get those fresher voices that all of us constantly say we want. And politicians laugh at that because they say, well, that's what everybody says. They want new ideas. They want to change. They want somebody who's going to do something for them. If the threat was there, if the security could be pulled out from underneath some of the political machine, I think it would make a difference. Because then they know that there's a chance they're going to lose a sweet gig that they have that they like. Because they can leverage it. I mean, purely from the money, they make a decent wage, I'll say. But it's what they're playing for also afterwards, to be on the board of directors of XYZ company. You add all that up, that adds up to millions. The speaking engagements or books, if they really rise through the ranks, if they become, you know, party leaders, if they get on some prestigious committees, the things that add up to more shekels as they move through the system, that's the other part of it too. So you can make a difference. There can be a change in what's happening in Washington, D.C. Just think about that when you go and vote. And, boy, there's polls all over the place about all kinds of different things that are weighing heavy on everyone's mind. The tax thing is certainly one of them. Health care is another one, because now health care, some of it's starting to kick in, and clearly a lot of people don't know how it affects them. They're confused as to what's going to, how it's going to affect their, the amount of money they have to pay, what happens to the kids, what happens to the money that they used to get with these health saving accounts, remember that, where they get it on a card, and there's a lot of confusion out there. In fact, a new AP poll found that most of us who think the law should have done more, the health care reform law should have done more, outnumber those who think the government should stay out of health care. Wow, how about that? 2-1. And then, you know, they had people that they quoted that said things like they were just disappointed there wasn't universal coverage. And yeah, when more than 30 million people get coverage in 2019 when it's phased in, but another 20 million or so would still be uninsured. So people who don't think it goes far enough feel like it's a work in progress. People who think it goes too far think you just wait till you see what hits you on the other side. And the key thing is the jobs and the benefits, and what does it mean for people who are relying on their employers for the insurance. And, of course, that's the majority of America, right? And that can change. How much is that going to cost companies, and how much does it get passed on to you? And trust me, in the end, you'll realize it when you've got to pay that back in taxes. All right, join us on the flip side. Odds and ends. What's shaking in our own backyard? We're going to tell you next.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Tonight, we promised some O and E, odds and ends, and that means we're going to tell you what's happening in our own backyard. This is a big one. We were just talking about tax cuts and how that's probably now on the minds of so many. That's the biggest issue heading into the November 2nd election. The more it's played up, and then the fear that if absolutely nothing's done because the politicians don't get off their rear end and make a stand either way as they try to appease everybody in their districts, and then we all get slammed with it, then that means catastrophe, I think, certainly for the Democrats. And they clearly know that. That's why you heard what I said that Dick Durbin is aware of and is spouting out all over the place, because he knows that this is not a good thing for the Democrats. If the rallying cry was 250, if you make less than 250, if more than, 200,000, if you're an individual, if you're just under that mark, we're here for you. You're the middle class. We're going to do whatever we can to help you, and we're going to make the rich pay if you're rich, if you make over 200,000, I guess, in the politician's mind, or the number that was floating around. So on the heels of that, this is the other big thing. Since we're into the money bag now, President Obama's $30 billion small community business lending program is actually facing a few hurdles. And I'm not surprised by this, because I heard there were some people grumbling, but I didn't realize it was this big. A lot of the community banks and even the businesses it's supposed to help, they don't want it. See, this lending program is part of the bill that passed the House last Thursday, and now it's waiting for the president's John Hancock. And it's got a mix of tax cuts and credits, too, that are supposed to help small businesses. But the real centerpiece of the bill is an effort to make billions of dollars available to these small banks for loans to small businesses to try to unclog a credit pipeline. But a lot of community bankers, and you see them, you know, you're driving down the road, maybe you bank at one of the big boys, Wells Fargo or Bank of America, whatever it is. But then you see in these little towns, not even little towns, even cities, at XYZ Bank. And so a lot of them are saying they don't want to do it. And one of the reasons they don't want to do it is because the bank execs are saying their customers don't want loans even at low interest rates, because the economy is killing them. It's atrophying their expansion plans, so they don't even want to touch it. So why take the federal money? Because they think it's going to come with too much regulatory oversight, which, of course, it would. That means red tape in plain English. So the small businessman who really, he doesn't want to get bogged down in all the nonsense, he doesn't want to go and take the loan because he doesn't want to take the risk of expanding the business. So this may blow up and backfire, too. The uncertainty and the reluctance to invest in their own businesses, that is a killer. And it, you know what? It makes sense. Just keep everything as is for fear that it'll cost them more in the end. So this idea that there were going to be more incentives to invest and create jobs, I don't think we're going to see that doubling of small businesses that we kept hearing about. I don't think so. I think that, yes, maybe there would be some that might take it, but the real fear is from what happened under the TARP, under the Troubled Assets Relief Fund. Remember that? When the whole financial meltdown happened and they were trying to pump the money into the banks, and the banks that took the TARP money had to cut dividends to shareholders and limit some of the money that they were giving their top brass, and then they were penalized for early repayment. So they're trying to avoid that this time around. But it, you know what? Once it's out there and their perception is out there, it's hard to reverse that. And I think it's the perception, if anything. Sure, you're not gonna jack with us on the other end of it, right? And so why take the loans? They're right. Why take the loans? They don't trust that it won't blow up in their faces. All right, speaking of blowing up in their faces, it's all about the polls. The polls, the people that do these polls were real busy. Real Clear Politics. They do a cut and dry poll on, you know, they take averages of Gallup and Rasmussen, and I like that kind of deal. CNN, Reuters, Fox, McClatchy, because then you can say, well, that's the right-wing people that they're calling, and that's the left of left people they're calling. But what they did is they found out, taking the average of some of the polls that I mentioned, and they, Real Clear Politics showed that from September 14th to the 25th, the president's job approval is those who disapprove 51.2, and those who approve 44.5. So those are pretty low numbers if you look across the board. Any president coming in has higher numbers, and we know it dips after that. But the numbers are, those are pretty ugly numbers. And this is a lot on the economy. And I think this does completely affect the people who are running for re-election. There's absolutely no question about that. That what we'll probably see is that we'll see that breakdown depending on what area of the country it is. Like you take California, or I just came back from Florida, and right now you can get some prime Florida property for practically a song. And a song if you have some money, I'm saying. Like the waterfront property that you could never, never afford. Now, it's still maybe unaffordable, but more attainable than it was in the past. If somehow you have a little extra money and you just happen to be retiring and you didn't have your money on the come line and you weren't rolling the dice like everybody else when it came to 401ks and what were the stocks were and, you know, whatever. But it depends on what part of the country we're talking about. All right, this was a strange story, too. Talk about in your backyard as part of odds and ends. President Ahmadinejad, he spent 6 nights in New York. 6 nights. There's a big story in one of the New York papers that he had a secret sit-down with Louis Farrakhan. Yeah. And he had a meal with him and some of the new Black Panthers party on Tuesday. And the media, the meeting of the two, you know, took place at the Warwick Hotel, and supposedly they exchanged theories on what's wrong with the world, and there were diplomats that were coming in to see Ahmadinejad, and you know, there's all kinds of security guards because you had people that found out where he was and tried to approach him, including a woman, I love this, I have to say, who stood up and pointed at Ahmadinejad and the security detail around him and screamed, "You stoned my sister, you're murderers." So the New York papers described it as paranoia on parade at the Hilton when the president checked in on September 18th. They took 6 floors to themselves and 90 rooms in all. There was just 20 of them, 20 for security. So 90 in all. And they never set foot in the lobby for the most part. They had bulletproof glass over the room windows. When he left for meetings at the Iranian mission or the United Nations, he went in the employee entrance, went out the employee entrance, and in the entrance, it was covered in a white tent. His head was covered with a white cloth, so nobody saw him. The entourage was around him. And that's what they, you know, that's what they did with Ahmadinejad. What a popular man he must feel like he is in New York after all the things that he's had to say about 9/11 or the United States in general or the Holocaust or some of the customs in his country, like the woman coming up and, you know, whatever. So we move from Ahmadinejad, who, thank God, is out of this country, to, in which I don't understand how some people embrace him in New York. I don't know. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. We move from that to this horrible thing that happened in Los Angeles. Just a reminder that, yeah, there are gangs out there in L.A. It's pretty rough in some areas. 8 people were shot, 1 fatally. That's the lucky part of this story. But 3 were stabbed. A fight breaks out at a birthday party. Can you imagine? And apparently, he had guns and knives. It was like a scene from a movie. Really, not, no joke. That's what witnesses say. Guns and knives all pull out at the same time. Shooting starts. People start to stab each other. It might not even be gang-related. They're not sure if it was or not. It was a house party that was open to everyone. All they needed was $10 and some beer. Whew. That'll cause you problems. We can count next.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition functional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Topping weekend count. Check it out. Remember that whole deal in Arizona with the anti-immigration law and the tough governor in Arizona, Jan Brewer, who's either been smeared all over the place or hailed as a hero? I mean, there's no black and white with this lady. Either people love her and applaud her for standing her ground, which I do, or they absolutely hate her and think that she's a bigot and that Arizona's disgusting and you know the story. Obviously, it's touched a nerve with a lot of people because people who don't even have barely two nickels to rub together are donating to the cause. The law is being challenged by the Obama administration. That means you got to come up with money to defend it. So the donations so far to help defend that anti-immigration law, $3.7 million. This isn't just from people in Arizona. This is from all over the United States. $5 here, $10 there, $20 there, whatever they can give, and it's small donations. Oh, a cord has definitely been touched, like I said. It's on fire. $3.7 million, because this really just started the end of July, so here we are 2 months later. That's a whole lot of money. I bet there's a lot of people that wish they could raise that kind of money that quickly. And like I said, obviously the people in America feel for the situation there, or you wouldn't have those kind of donations. Just absolutely amazing. And it'll be amazing to see where that all ends up, because I think it's going to drag through the courts for a while. It's going to be tied up with in all kinds of litigation, you know, whether it's the pre-trial things, depositions, whatever it might be, the things that are that usually are trotted out in this kind of a case. And that means more money. It means a lot more money. So there'll be plenty of do-re-mi to be able to fight back. And I don't know that the government wasn't counting on that. By the way, it's you and I. It's us that pay for the other side of that thing, because it's all part and parcel of what the taxes and what the money makes up. It's money that comes out of our pockets in a way, if you think of it like that, I guess. All right, here's another one. Jewish settlers released balloons and actually broke ground on a kindergarten in celebration on Sunday as a 10-month construction slowdown ticked away while the U.S. and Israeli leaders are trying to figure out how to keep Palestinians from walking out of a peace talk over the end of what's now happened. That's pretty huge. I mean, you think of the 10 being the number, 10-month construction slowdown. So it's interesting, minutes after the expiration, because, you know, they were talking about walking out of the peace talks over the end of the restrictions. Minutes after the expiration, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on the Palestinians not to walk away, but instead to maintain contact to try to figure out a way to achieve it. You know, this whole thing. Can something be done? Will we ever see peace in the Middle East? And, you know, the answer is Netanyahu. And the answer is, who knows, is a big question. If I were a betting person, I would say no, but then you'll call me a cynic. And you think that there's a way to just unite everyone under one umbrella. We'll see. But Netanyahu, anyway, had a lot of pressure from pro-settler hardliners in his governing coalition. And he said he wouldn't extend the slowdown on construction that he imposed 10 months ago. So the curbs expired at midnight, and that prevents new housing starts in the West Bank, though the government allowed thousands of units already under construction to be finished. So that's the, I guess that's the upside of, if you want to look for an upside, that's the upside to that. That's why the balloons and whatnot. You know, it's not often that we turn to entertainment, but I wanted to turn to entertainment because I thought this was kind of neat. You know, Michael Douglas, I've always liked a lot of his movies. Michael Douglas has throat cancer. From what I understand and just the bits and pieces I've read, he's got an 80% chance of recovery, but apparently people are supporting Michael Douglas in his new effort, kind of the part two of Wall Street. The movie came out this weekend, Wall Street Money Never Sleeps. You know, we did our cheap movie review on early Friday morning. It opened at number one at the box office, $19 million. That's just early estimates, too. It could actually be a lot higher than that, but $19 million's not bad for a movie that crossed over generations. I mean, because this is 24, 25 years old by the time you do the remake, so it's not like you're talking about Iron Man and a comic book hero or whatnot. Since we're on entertainment for a quick second, I don't care about Lindsay Lohan. I really don't. I mean, she was all that dominated the headlines over the weekend. You know, in a way, you think, what, this girl, it's just her life is just out of control, I guess. But anyway, she was let out of a L.A. jail short of the month-long stay. That was you and I. We'd be staying that whole month and probably more. The judge was intending her to stay for the whole month. She failed a drug test, if you remember. So she was released just before midnight after posting $300,000 in bail. Funny how that works, isn't it? Get a good lawyer. Somehow you end up getting that get-out-of-jail card. And then here's another one, because some of the older folks in the audience could relate to this. Eddie Fisher was kind of an iconic guy in his day. He was probably known to millions of teenage girls in the 50s. He was married to Debbie Reynolds, who was a movie star when she was in Singing in the Rain and whatnot, and Carrie Fisher, of course, Princess Leia, and most people know her from Princess Leia. Anyway, he died at the age of 82 last week. We didn't talk about it on the air, but complications from hip surgery. And, boy, you think of all the people that go through those hip surgeries is really what I was thinking. And known or not known, famous, best doctors, whatever. It's much more dicey than I think people actually think. So Eddie Fisher died at the age of 82. Oof. All right, let's finish up here with one more for the books. And this one's going to be interesting to see if there's a lot of protests on this or not. This kind of cuts across entertainment and, I think, ideological lines, to say the least. You know, we have Harry Rinker on twice a month, and we'll talk about collectibles, and sometimes we talk about comic books. Well, comic book fans are soon going to be getting an unlikely new superhero. You know who the superhero is? A Muslim boy in a wheelchair with superpowers. It's the brainchild of a group of disabled, I like that part, disabled young Americans and Syrians who were brought together last month in Damascus by an organization called Open Hands Initiative. It's a nonprofit that was founded by a U.S. businessman. And the superhero's appearance hasn't really been finalized, but the early sketching they're doing shows a Muslim boy who lost his leg, or legs rather, in a landmine accident, and then becomes the Silver Scorpion after discovering he has the power to control metal with his mind. And the founder of Liquid Comics is turning the idea into pictures and a storyline, and they're going to release the first comic book, they're hoping to, in early November, in both Arabic and English. They say, the businessman says, he was inspired by the president's effort to reach out to the Muslim world in his inaugural address back in 2009. I mean, the good thing about this businessman, his name's Jay Snyder, is that he's helping some Americans, 12 disabled Americans, helping them out and, you know, meeting with some other people who have similar problems. But I don't know how this comic book will go over. I mean, is it, you think on the surface about the disability thing and how that can make people think, oh, yeah, you know, that's a stroke of brilliance. But the idea of the melding, the Muslim superhero, and the comics in both Arabic and English could light a little bit of, I think, a fuse. Not sure. What do you think? AmericaTonight.net. Send those thoughts to me.